It's time now for The Best of Ourselves with Marcia Hyatt. Good morning, Marcia.
Good morning. It's the holiday season. Did you notice this?
I did. Yeah. I totally did.
It's out there. It's with us. And, you know, whatever you celebrate, solstice, Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, it's a time that's supposed to be this beautiful time of the year, which can often create stress and unfun.
Yes.
And so I saw this Facebook post which said, what do you want for the holidays, it doesn't cost anything. And I thought, well, that's a pretty cool question. And I was like, what are my holiday wishes for people?
Okay.
And it was interesting as I started to think about this, what would I want for myself, knowing the usual stressors and the usual ways that the holidays bite me in an unfun way or others. And I thought, you know, so I started to create this list, and then I realized I was recreating The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz, who wrote that best-selling book. So I thought, yeah, the four agreements, I need to remember those. So those are, be impeccable with your word. You know, speak with integrity, say only what you mean. So if you catch yourself talking about someone behind their back, just stop.
Mm-hmm.
Think about the energy you want to bring into the room. You know, what is it? What's the energy I want to bring to the holiday celebrations? And be carrying that energy intentionally. The second one, don't take anything personally. Big one, especially since a lot of relatives tend to push, or friends tend to push our buttons.
Yep.
I've already heard from friends like, I can't believe that so-and-so said that to me, or was harsh to me, or judgmental to me, or said I shouldn't feel that way to me. Don't take it personally. Nothing others do is because of you. What others say and do is a projection of their own reality, as Don Miguel Ruiz says. So don't let it land on you. Wendy Palmer has this great image. If someone's saying something, she has it land between you and them, like in the center of the table.
So you can kind of look at it.
Kind of look at it, but it doesn't touch you, mm-hmm. and it doesn't hurt your feelings mm-hmm. as badly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, third one, don't make assumptions. This is huge. Have the courage to ask questions. Communicate clearly. We make up stories all the time. So my mother-in-law gave me cleaning grifts for my first 5 years of marriage. And so I just assumed she's a full-time homemaker, I'm not. I just assumed that was a message, right? So every time she came to our house, I would scrub and clean. And, you know, it's quite possible she was just trying to help me out with things that she knew about that I didn't. But I made an assumption, and it led to all kinds of uncomfortable feelings, right? We do that.
Yeah.
Why haven't they called me back? Why did they give me this? Why didn't they spend more? Whatever. Don't make assumptions. Have the courage to ask. My best friends will always say, you know, why did you say that? Or what was that about? Or how come you did this? It's like that creates a clearness mm-hmm. channel, as it were. The fourth one, always do your best. So he says, your best is going to change from moment to moment. It'll be different when you're healthy as opposed to sick. But don't abuse yourself with self-judgment, regret, etc. And the holidays often bring up tons of expectations of what, you know, warm, cozy family, what the food should look like, what the house should look like, all that burden mm-hmm. of expectations.
Mm-hmm.
So what if I just said, you know, I think I'll just do my best and keep focused on what's most important and see how it unfolds. So he's brilliant. These are four fabulous, life-changing, really, if you live these four agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. But I'm going to have the audacity to add a fifth, which is practice gratitude.
Oh,
huge.
Huge.
I was just listening to Barbara Fredrickson, who is like the foremost expert on positive emotions. And she was saying that positive focus, like gratitude, is like a nutrient. It's like broccoli. You can't just eat one stalk of broccoli, have enough nutrient in you. You
forever.
Have to, forever, right? I've had a piece of broccoli, I'm good. No, and that's the same with gratitude, is that it actually, they've tested biologically, behaviorally, et cetera. And it opens us up. It softens us to be more present. And so what would it take to just have a little bit more gratitude throughout the day? And if not that, at least at the end of the day, writing down those things, hugely positive. And it's like eating your broccoli. You'll have more nutrients and openness to the positive things that are showing up.
Mm.
So as we enter this dark time of year, the darkest time of year, helps us focus to be more joyful? What helps us focus on all that we want to have in the world, what we want to bring to the world?
Mm-hmm.
Those are my wishes.
I like your wishes.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you.